Kids between 5 and 17 spend the majority of their time in schools. So wellness advocates say it's only fitting that schools encourage better eating habits. Local pediatrician J.C. Singh says most kids are eating 2 out of 3 meals a day at a school.
So if we have a policy, we can affect, we can really make a big difference. Also, you have to understand that these, I gave you figures of 1/3, but these rates are much higher in our Title I schools, much higher in certain ethnic races. And you may be the only people, the school may be the one place that can affect these children. This may be the only safe place that the kids can go out and play.
Singh is part of a group of local health officials from different agencies that recently addressed the Leon County School Board about the issue of childhood and adolescent obesity. Allison Wyman, a former school nurse, presented a survey of local students in grade 1, 3, and 6. The report found kids at Roberts Elementary, Bucklake, and Deer Lake Middle School had the lowest rates of overweight and obesity, while Appalachia Elementary School, Fort Braden, and Raw Middle School had the highest rates.
In Appalachia, 41.6% of the children in that school are considered overweight and obese. Fort Braden, 44.8%. And Raw and Fort Braden, in our middle school, 6th grade, 50% of the children are considered to be obese or overweight.
The topic even came up at a recent Florida Chamber of Commerce meeting where attendees received data showing 12% of Florida kids statewide are obese. Another 16% are overweight. But those numbers have been dropping in recent years. Despite those decreases, pediatrician J.C. Singh says the consequences of being overweight or obese for children are not going away.
How the children perceive themselves, how they feel alienated from their peers, they have poor anxiety, they have, school phobia, they don't want to go to school. Emotional problems later on in life affects their heart. These are kids that are going to go on to have heart disease in their 30s, maybe late 20s.
Singh says she's even seeing kids in their teens developing type 2 diabetes, something usually associated with adults. The federal government has also changed its school lunch program to push kids into healthier, but some also claim pricier lunch options. Old Child Leon's Courtney Atkins has recommendations the district can do to encourage healthier eating habits.
Encourage the principals and administration in the schools to make healthy choices the easy choice. Don't use candy as rewards. I have two children that are in middle school, and they get candy when they make good test grades or answer questions correctly. We don't have to do that. Try not to withhold recess or physical activity as punishment. Try not to do all the remedial work that needs to be done with students during PE hours or when there is recess.
Atkins says she'd like to see schools do away with the candy bar and cookie dough related fundraisers in favor of runs and walks to raise money. Leon's student board member Emily Blomley admits she's not always the healthiest of eaters. The Childs High School student says the district's off-campus lunch policies also has an impact on eating habits.
So I think definitely trying to work on maybe getting some information out about trying to
get them
some healthier options. I know by Childs, a new leaf market just opened up, so maybe
working with Chick-fil-A out there,
right? Working with some of those, because I know some of those businesses do a special at lunch for Childs students, Zaxby's does and Wingstop does, and those aren't necessarily the healthiest destinations.
For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.